This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, the Root's on fire. Wayne Allen Root on USA Radio as well as Newsmax TV. There's been a little dispute going on with Wayne Root and Newsmax TV, but all appears to be settled for a return next week sometime. Hopefully early in the week, we shall see. But hopefully next week I'll be back on Newsmax TV as usual and everything will be back to normal. So just letting you know, those of you who have been so upset at my not being on Newsmax for a few days, all seems to be well. A little bit of negotiation going on. And we'll be back, I think, next week. I'm not 100% sure, but I'm 90% sure that we solved the log jam. And you know, if you missed the Dr. Oz interview, we're going to run it again in this hour, Chris? What... All right, so at the very beginning of the third hour of the show, 8 o'clock East Coast, 5 o'clock West, we're going to rerun the Dr. Oz interview, Dr. Mehmet Oz of the Dr. Oz show. He's been the, and it's already on iHeartRadio. Look up, go on iHeartRadio.com and just, enter in Wayne Allen Root Show, and boom, that'll come up. And you'll hear the Dr. Oz interview. But you can hear it live, or basically jive live, as we call it, on this show at 5 o'clock, as if we're doing it live. In any case, look. Let me give you the sum up of what Dr. Oz had to say. Okay? The Dr. Oz show. Big time name. So thrilled he came on my show. And the sum up is just simple. We should be doing exactly what South Korea is doing. Italy's out of control. China was out of control. South Korea solved the problem, and it's not even a problem. It's better than the flu. In South Korea, it's better than the flu. Nobody's dying. There's no disaster. There's no crisis. And all the businesses are open. They never closed them. How did they do this? It was the Wayne Root way. I was about to write a commentary tomorrow. Let the sick people stay home. Let the older people stay home. And let the young, healthy people who are willing to take a risk, like the business owners, small business owners like me, give us the chance to keep our businesses open and take a risk. Because we don't really give a damn. We're not worried about dying. We're willing to work and risk death and risk illness. We're willing to, because I'm not going to let my business die. I'm not going to let a virus beat me. Let me stay open. I'm healthy. There's nothing wrong. There's no reason why I can't keep my business open. There's no reason why I can't go out to eat at night to a restaurant to keep his business open. I want all of us to keep the local small business community alive in this country. That was going to be what I was writing for the column tomorrow. Now I get Dr. Oz on my show, and he says, let's do it the South Korea way. And I go, okay, I'm game. I know nobody's died there. It's amazing. I think they had like 30 deaths in a country of, what, 30 million? And you know they were all like 80 and 90-year-olds, just like in every other country in the world. It's all 80 and 90-year-olds. I'm not saying you're not worthwhile if you're 80 or 90, because I don't believe in Obamacare or national health care, because I want to spend whatever is necessary to keep you alive in a private health care system. You do realize that liberals want you to die. You do realize if you're 80 or 90 and you get sick in a government-run health care system, they let you die. You do realize that, right? Conservative Wayne Root loves you and wants you to live. I'll spend the $2 million in medical care to keep you alive for another 3 years because you're someone's grandma. I don't want you to die, so please, 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 do not, do not, do not, do not ever even think Wayne Root says anything otherwise, right? All that's dying in Italy is 80 and 90-year-olds, and all that's dying in the United States, same thing. I just saw CNN put a little study on it all. All of it. CNN put a little study on it. And it's every single person that died is in their 70s, 80s, 90s with sick conditions underneath them. So anyway, Dr. Oz said, do the South Korea way. They leave the business open. I said, how do they do that? He said, they just take the temperature of everybody, and everybody is sick, and they should have tests. You got to have test kits for everybody, of course. And you take their temperatures, and if they're sick, then they get quarantined for 3 weeks, whatever the total is. And the healthy people go on living and go on running the business. Simple as that. That's all there is to it. The healthy people go on living and running the business, their businesses, and the business of the country. Because the business of America is business. And everybody else just has to be quarantined. I get it. If you're sick, you got to be quarantined. If you're at risk of dying, you got to be quarantined. We get that. We get that. In any case, great to hear it from Dr. Oz that that's what they're doing in South Carolina. It's kind of the Wayne Root idea from the very beginning. Let the rest of us go on living our lives. And here's a good example. Now, I believe you can't have parties, you can't have sporting events, you can't have spring break. Governor DeSantis says to the spring breakers, the party's over. Get off the beaches. We're closing the beaches. Well, of course you have to. That makes sense. Now, that's hurting people's economy. I get that. But you got to close the state beaches. You can't have spring breakers. That makes sense. And I was the first guy to say you got to close all international flights. President Trump closed China. Great. Then he closed Europe. Great. Then he added England and Ireland. Great. Thought it should have been in there from the beginning. But it should have been all international flights. You can't let people fly into America to make us sick. Other big news today, President Trump announces chloroquine, I think that's how you pronounce it, or chloroquine, probably chloroquine, will be made immediately available. I wonder if that's true. Has shown very, very encouraging early results. President Trump announced on Thursday that the U.S. will immediately make the drug chloroquine available to treat U.S. coronavirus patients. He made the announcement at the daily coronavirus press conference in the White House. The president added that chloroquine has shown very, very encouraging results. New York Governor Cuomo has agreed to start using the drug in his state immediately. So I'm getting that report, whether that's, you know, going to work everywhere in the country, whether it's going to prove to be as effective as they found in early studies. I don't know, but it sounds great. On Monday night, Laura Ingraham reported a new study revealed the antiviral medication chloroquine is successful in fighting coronavirus. Laura invited Dr. Gregory Regano, the co-author of the study, to discuss the findings, and Dr. Regano said their study found COVID-19 patients who took hydroxychloroquine were found free of the disease in 6 days. Patients were testing negative for coronavirus in 6 days. And Dr. Regano is taking chloroquine also said taking chloroquine, it could act as a preventive. So we may already have the cure. Great job by President Trump. Great job. So far, the latest findings show test patients had 100% cure, says this guy who's been the leader of the test. It's an anti-malaria drug. It looks like chloroquine. President Trump promoted the use of the anti-malaria drug chloroquine, the purpose of which is to treat people infected with the coronavirus. We're going to be able to make the drug available almost immediately, Trump said. It's already developed, tested, and widely available to American doctors. It's been around a long time, so we know that if things don't go as planned, it's not going to kill anybody. He also mentioned the antiviral drug Remdesivir, produced by Gilead, as a possible treatment drug. FDA Commissioner Stephen Hahn said under the president's direction, he would move quickly for a chloroquine clinical trial to test its ability to treat coronavirus. And here's another article. Chloroquine, known as effective against coronavirus since 2005. The world economy's collapsed. The terror and mounting death toll caused by the coronavirus pandemic. But the anti-malarial drug chloroquine is effective both as a prophylactic and a treatment for the virus. And the medical establishment has known about this at least since the SARS coronavirus outbreak in 2005. What the hell's going on? Wow. Three studies, all claiming chloroquine has proved effective in treating COVID-19. This has been confirmed by a more recent open-label, non-randomized clinical trial in France by Didier Raoult, MD, PhD, completed just days ago. Sample was small, but results were convincing. 100% of patients received a combination of HCQ and azithromycin tested negative and were virologically cured within 6 days of treatment. In addition, recent guidelines from South Korea and China report hydroxychloroquine and chloroquine are effective antiviral therapeutic treatments for novel coronavirus. Why didn't the Centers for Disease Control and the World Health Organization tell us about this from day one? Now, here's the other big story, very big story. Global pandemic could have been avoided if China had acted sooner, a study finds. A scientific study has found that had China acted sooner to combat the spread of the coronavirus, then the spread could have been almost entirely avoided and would have not become a global pandemic. Didn't I talk about this yesterday's show? China owes us money, big money, trillions of dollars. They tried to cover this up. I've tried to be nice to them. I've tried not to say that they purposely did this to ruin the U.S. economy or the world economy. I've said it probably got out by mistake through communist incompetence, or one of their scientists botched it and let it out. And they tried to cover it up. That seemed like the most likely scenario to me. Research at the University of Southampton in the United Kingdom based on world population mapping, funded primarily by Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, discovered if interventions in China could have been conducted 1 week, 2 weeks, or 3 weeks earlier, cases could have been reduced by 66%, 85%, and 95% respectively, significantly limiting the geographical spread of the disease. The study's author, Dr. Shanghai Lei of the University of Southampton, comments, our study demonstrates how important it is for countries which are facing an imminent outbreak to proactively plan a coordinated response. Professor Andy Tatum says we have a narrow window of opportunity globally to respond to this disease, and given effective drugs and vaccines are not expected for months. Well, guess what? They are expected now, right now. President Trump has speeded up the process. He's doing a great job here. He's getting us money. He's getting the average person money. I'm still not certain what they're doing for small business, but they're trying, that's for sure. And they're definitely speeding up all the experimental drugs, and they've got one that they think will do the job. So lots of good things coming. Good job, President Trump. When we get back, I've got two callers. I'll grab them when we come back. Brian and JD from Vegas, Brian from Long Island, will grab you when we get back. Wayne Allyn Root, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, The Warrior, USA Radio, and hopefully next week back on Newsmax TV. We'll see you in a sec. Allyn Root. You all know I'm a big believer in gold and silver, especially in a world of out-of-control government spending. Federal debt is exploding around the globe. Silver is up more than 25% in the past year, and many experts are predicting new highs in the coming years. For a limited time, my friends at Finest Note are making a deal for war fans, and I love deals. Finest Note has evolved over the past three decades from one of the largest rare coin and precious metals companies in America. I told my friends at Finest Note to go big or go home. They went big! Finest Note is offering up to 100 pure 1 ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. For a limited time, you can acquire a pure 1 ounce Silver Eagle at dealer cost. Here's the deal, folks. Throughout history, currencies have come and gone, but gold and silver have stood the test of time. Now may be the best time to acquire these time-tested hard assets, and there's no better place than Finest Known. Call Finest Known today and reserve 100 silver American Eagles. Call now at 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929. Or go to finestknown.com.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I do high school ball. I umpire softball and baseball. So I'm very busy and very active. And the main thing I've noticed since I started Balance of Nature is when I do these baseball, softball tournaments, I don't deal with cramps anymore, which has really been a big deal because I used to be basically after 2 days of a tournament, I would be bound up with cramping a good bit of the next day. And now I don't deal with it at all. So that's a real good thing.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com, and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. Talk about the perfect product at the perfect time. Alkaline structured silver, formulated by Dr. Gordon Pedersen, has proven to be effective in combating bad bacteria and yeast. Now more than ever, people are using the silver products by Dr. Gordon Pedersen to help strengthen their immune system and provide themselves a barrier of protection. I personally have been using my doctor's suggest silver products for 4 years. No colds or flu for 4 years. I've never missed 1 minute on the radio in 4 years, despite thousands of hours of talking, and no more brain fog in the morning. And their silver skin gel has made my skin look the best of my life. life. It's been amazing for me. I use all their products from morning until night. I personally recommend My Doctor Suggests every day to my listeners. Now is the time to take action and protect your family with Dr. Pedersen's Alkaline Structured Silver Gel, Liquid, and Lozenges. Say Wayne Allyn Root sent you and receive 20% off every order. Call toll-free 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to MyDoctorSuggests.com. Enter the promo code ROOT to get 20% off. MyDoctorSuggests.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root for Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share isn't health insurance. I believe it's better. Liberty's a Christian health sharing ministry. That means you can sign up any time of the year. Liberty Health Share is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, and providers. There are no contracts. Starts as low as $199 per month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty saved me $18,000 in monthly premiums each year, $18,000 each year for 4 years that I've been on it. So I've saved $72,000. Could you use an extra $72,000? Paid for my kidney stone surgery, $27,000 hospital bill, gone, paid for all of it. Doctor, surgeon, anesthesiologist never saw the bills. I don't even know what they paid. They took care of them in advance, and that's it. Never got a bill from the doctors. Like I said, it's not health insurance. I believe it's better. At least my experience is better. Much better than Aetna. Oh, Aetna, terrible. At least they were pretty good until Obamacare. And then Aetna became horrible. They didn't want to pay for anything. And they hiked my payments from $500 a month to $2,000 a month. Who could afford that? And my deductible went from, I think, $2,500 to then $10,000. Who could afford that? My copays were ridiculous. And every time I filed for something, they said no. And Liberty's been great. It's a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Together we're changing healthcare for good. Good stuff. I mentioned as we ended the last segment that this sure looks like China, through their incompetence and through their fraud and through their cover-up, allowed this to get out and allowed it to fester in America before they really told us about the extent of it. And we could have been fighting this thing since January, and we would have stopped it, nipped it in the bud. We didn't have to end business as we know it. Right? We didn't have to end business as we know it. And so China should be sued for every penny of all the money it cost the American people and the American business, the American small business. Donald Trump today criticized American media for siding with China. It's amazing. Whatever we say as conservatives, immediately, and I mean immediately, the next second, liberals are on the other side. Why would liberals get together with us and all agree this is terrible and China caused it? Why would you not agree with that? Trump said it's fake news. It's more than fake news. It's corrupt news. They write stories without calling anybody. Trump denied media reports of chaos in the White House. I have no chaos. I'm the one telling people to be calm, he said. We have unbelievable professionals. He cited fake, phony stories in the Wall Street Journal and the Washington Post, critical of the White House handling of the fight of fighting the virus. The press is so dishonest, Trump said, in response to a question from an OAN correspondent, Chanel Ryan, about the media. He said they're siding with China, they're doing things they should not be doing, they're siding with many others. American establishment media outlets have criticized the president for using the term Chinese flu, echoing similar criticism from Chinese state media. Trump said if we had an honest media in this country, our country would be an even greater place. You have to realize there's menages out there, you know, what do they call those things, where you put a bunch of things together back to back to back to back. And they show every liberal reporter and montage. The montage is out there. Every liberal reporter and host in America saying things like China flu, Wuhan flu, China flu. Until Trump said it, then they realized we could call him a racist and we should never blame China again. Anything Trump does, it's automatically the opposite. This is crazy. And here's another Trump one. Trump reminded the media at the White House today of his decision to ban travel from China. He got there really fast. That was brilliant. To fight the coronavirus despite accusations he was a racist. In fact, it was your network. I believe they called me a racist because I did that, Trump replied to NBC White House reporter Kirsten Welker, who questioned if the president failed to properly prepare for the virus. Trump accused the media of criticizing his travel ban on China when he enacted it on January 31st. When you say I wasn't prepared, I was the first one to do the ban. Now other countries are doing what I did. Trump said the United States would have suffered many more deaths if he had failed to ban tens of thousands of travelers from China from entering the country. The only thing we were not prepared for is the media. The media has not treated us or it fairly. And Pompeo, the Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, slams China's disinformation campaign, didn't get it right, and put countless lives at risk. See, so nobody at the White House is even hinting at the moment that China purposely sent this virus into the world to hurt us and to hurt the world. Nobody's suggesting it was an act of war that way. They're suggesting it was an act of what I would call communist incompetence, because every country in the world run by communists and run by big government is completely incompetent. And then they tried to cover it up because they were so embarrassed it would show they were incompetent and they'd lose power. But once they covered it up, it allowed it to move into all the other countries of the world and kill so many people, so many innocent people. I think it's very clear at the very best that's what happened. Wayne Allyn Root, the warrior.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A coronavirus stimulus package is being introduced in the Senate. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell put forward the measure that would provide direct cash payments to people across the United States. Folks earning $75,000 or less in 2018 will get $1,200, while couples who file jointly will get double that. People who earned over $75,000 but less than $99,000 would receive more than that, and if you earned over $99,000, you're out of luck. Each child per household would net an additional $500. Speaking at the White House, President Trump says governors, for the most part, have been able to put aside politics when it comes to fighting the coronavirus.
We've done a phenomenal job on this. Gavin Newsom's been very, very generous. Andrew Cuomo's been really, very generous.
Positive day on Wall Street as the Dow gained 188 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
I just heard from my great producer friend, Andrew Paul, that the governor of California, in his incredible wisdom, Gavin Newsom, says that half the people of the state are going to get the coronavirus. That's 20-plus million people, like 28 million, are going to get coronavirus in the next 2 months. How does he know that? Is he a doctor? How does he know that 28 million people or 25 million people in California are going to get coronavirus? They're all wishing for the worst. You can't do that. Are you happy? No, of course you're not happy. Let me not make any accusations. You can't be happy that half your population, and yet, do you want to hurt your economy because it would be better to defeat Trump? I don't know. I can't believe anybody thinks that way. So then I don't understand why be so negative. Why give worst case scenarios? I have no doubt that some medical expert, doctor, scientist gave you that worst case scenario, and you announced it to the world to scare everybody and shock everyone and panic everyone and create mass hysteria. Makes no sense to me at all. That's a worst case scenario. It's probably a true worst case scenario. You're not making it up. I get it. Some scientists gave it in a computer model. Remember, it was the CDC. The Centers for Disease Control of the United States, who put out the number that a million people were going to get Ebola in Africa, and under 30,000 got it. So the worst case scenarios don't come true. There's no reason to tell people. And even if it does come true, did you give a second half of that, Governor Newsom? I don't know. I'm just conjecturing that it was just a scary thing, and you probably didn't give the second half, which is don't panic, because most of you that get it will be just fine in a few days. Like the flu. I don't understand these people. I just don't understand it. All right, let's get to our guest, because he's waiting this second. Joel Pollack, senior editor-at-large, Breitbart News, website Breitbart.com, co-author of How Trump Won, The Inside Story of a Revolution. Joel, you're on with Wade Allroot. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, good, good. So look, I've never been one of the guys who says it's a hoax, ever. As a matter of fact, I was one of the first guys in America to talk about it in early January and say China's in big trouble, something terrible's happening there, never thinking it was actually going to come here. It never occurred to me that it would come to us. I just said their whole country's being ravaged by this terrible virus. So I'm certainly not a hoax guy, but what it appears to me is that we've been, in my opinion, made hysterical and panicked by ridiculous projections from the WHO and the CDC, who always get media headlines by giving the worst case scenario. Yeah, 200 people could die, or 22 million could die. And so the media, in order to gin up ratings and sell newspapers, they put up to 22 million could die. Well, yeah, up to 22 million could die, but actually it might be between 200 and 2,000. It seems to me we've been whipped into an hysteria here, Joel, and American business didn't have to shut down for this very, very bad flu pandemic, did not.
Well, we're a bit past that point, unfortunately, and if you look back at all of this, and I'm sure we will for the rest of our lives, the fact is you don't need a majority of Americans to panic to create a panic. You just need a large enough minority, and there have been people eager to panic, expecting to panic, since November 9th, 2016. The media have been feeding that panic, and so when the first sign of threat arose, people did panic. They did not behave in a way that would allow this crisis to be managed in a more reasonable fashion. We're now stuck with what we might call the panic of 2020. There have been past economic panics before, and in fact, the Federal Reserve was originally developed in reaction to a panic in the early 20th century. Sometimes they don't happen for a particular reason, but they do happen, and this one we've studied for a long time. What we have to do is find a way out of it, and we're going to have to figure out on a number of fronts how to move forward. One front is medical, and the president talked about that when he was talking about treatments for coronavirus. They're moving ahead with a vaccine, but that won't be available for a while, so they're going to move ahead with some other pharmaceutical products that are used for other ailments and can help treat coronavirus. There's also going to have to be some economic innovation because some people are going to be working at home for a while. We're going to see distance learning and education. So there are some new things that are going to have to happen and new infrastructure that's going to be built economically to deal with this. I think that's where the president is right now. I think he was trying to prevent this from becoming a panic because we can see the cost of that, and it's just beginning to unfold because people
but
are.
But, Joe, you do realize the president has never asked for businesses to close and never asked for restaurants to close. It's individual governors that have been closing San Francisco and New York and Las Vegas. It's the governors of those states, and most of them, by the way, who have overreacted, in my opinion, by a mile, are all Democrat governors, and they've shut down their entire economy. So the American economy is shutting down, but Trump did not order the American economy to shut down. I think wisely, I'm doing all my work. I haven't stopped a darn thing. I'm not going to stop a darn thing because I'm healthy and I'm young enough, and this isn't a big deal to me. It's a terrible deal for someone who gets it and is old or sick, but to me, if I get it, I'll beat it in 5 days. So I'm willing to risk it in order to keep my business going. I'm not going to die and let my business die at the same time. In other words, I won't. People don't feel better because grandma's sick, but I let my business die. Now I don't have a job, and now I have no money. I mean, it doesn't help anybody. It doesn't help grandma. I don't understand how it would help people to let business die in America when the business of America is business. It just, the reaction makes no sense to me. Quarantine the sick and let the rest of us work and take the risk if we so want to. If you don't, then accept the money from government and stay home. But I think a lot of us who own our own small businesses, Joe, would absolutely accept the risk that comes with it and just continue running our businesses.
I think a lot of people see it that way, and that's one way to approach this. There's two problems with that. I'm not saying that means you can't choose that strategy. I'm just saying these are the two reasons that it looks like we're now on another strategy.
Yeah, go
ahead. One is that there's a limiting factor. You know, you can have your whole body can be healthy, and if one organ doesn't work, the whole thing can shut down. So this is, I'm using that analogy to explain. If the hospitals are overwhelmed in one particular way, so we have something like 70 or 80,000 respirators or ventilators, excuse me, in the entire country, and each hospital has a certain number, and if there are large numbers of people showing up all of a sudden unable to breathe and needing that ventilator to keep them alive, then you're going to have to turn some of them away. So once those ventilators are being used, your death toll goes up. Once the hospitals are full of people suffering from this ailment, you have to turn away people who might have other ailments. And already the Surgeon General is telling. So it basically, they're worried about a shock to the system from this particular problem in the hospitals. And there are.
But why aren't they?
Yeah.
You know, Joel, are you aware? Because I wasn't aware. I had Dr. Oz as my guest to open the show. And he's a very brilliant, level-headed doctor. And he told me, we got to go after this the same way South Korea went after it. And I said, great, I'm game. What's the South Korean way? And then he proceeded to tell me the same thing I've been preaching for 3 weeks now. Every person that's sick, quarantine them. Every person that's old at risk, quarantine them. Every person that has a bad immune system, quarantine them. But test everyone and check their fever level with a thermometer. And if they aren't sick, let them go about living and doing their business. And South Korea has almost no deaths. The death rate's probably lower than the flu. They've done a great job. There's very few deaths. I think it's under 100 in the whole country of South Korea. That's amazing. They've kept it so low. They've done a great job. Why can't we do that? Why do you have to tell me Vegas, where I live, has to become a ghost town and tumbleweed should go down the Vegas Strip and everyone I know has lost their job? How can you think that's going to make things better?
Well, this is where we come to the second part of the reason you can't do it, that we are not set up as a society to run the way South Korea does. And there are a number of reasons that's the case, but if you tell Americans that to keep the economy going, we have to quarantine one section of the population, and we have to, and the other thing South Korea is doing, by the way, is monitoring everyone's cell phone data and personal data. You have to give all your data up to the government so they can monitor where you go and what you do. I mean, that's part of the South Korea strategy. We're just not there. We might be in a couple of weeks. People might be very willing to give up their private data if they can go back to work. But it's just not something we were set up to do. And South Korea has had a few outbreaks of other similar diseases, so they're actually used to handling this. In the past, those did not make it across to our shore, and that's one of the reasons I think they've done a better job. Or I shouldn't say a better job. They've just had a
No, they've
problem.
Done a better job. No, they've done a great job.
Well, they have a different set of problems than we do. I mean, it's hard to compare across society, right? We're a larger society. We're much more diverse. We have people who have very different lives, different traditions. You know, it's very hard. I mean, look at the problem, for example, we're having keeping young people off the beach.
Right, well, that I agree. You can't have young people, you can't have sporting events, you can't have conventions. There are some things you got to cancel. But I don't think you have to say casinos, hotels, and every restaurant has to close. And funny enough, Joel, it was reversed by the governor because people like me freaked out and said, I'm not closing. The governor yesterday of Nevada ordered everything closed by noon yesterday. And then he came back today and said the order wasn't an order, it was a recommendation. You can actually stay open if you want to. Isn't that interesting? Because overnight, everyone said, you'll ruin us. We're all destroyed. We don't care about getting sick. We care about losing our business more than we care about getting sick because we'll have nothing to come home to. No income, no mortgage. We'll be homeless. You can't ask people to give up their incomes, you know? Joel, don't go anywhere. Stay through the break. I want to grab you because there's a lot more to talk about. I'm sure you have more to talk about. Yes? We got you through the break? Stay with us. We'll be right back. Wayne on the Root on USA Radio Network. Joe Pollock of Breitbart News up next. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease. Nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allyn Root! Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I want all of you to get real water, that is. I live and die with my real water. It's the only stable negative ion alkaline water in America. I drink it everywhere I go, and it tastes great, too. Real water has upped their game again. Now with the Real Water Concentrate, you can get real water anytime, anywhere on the go. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into real water. Basically, the concentrate adds trillions of extra electrons, turning your water into an alkaline electron abundant powerhouse. And here's an additional benefit. You can put real water concentrate in your coffee, tea, or juice. Heck, it even improves cheap wine. I challenge you to give it the taste test. You'll be amazed. Here's the deal. Since you're one of my listeners, you get a free bottle of the real water concentrate. Free. 100% free. All you have to do is pay the small shipping and handling fee. Call 702-381-1217. Tell them Boar sent you and get your free bottle. 702-381-1217. Go to TeamGetReal.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Raw and unfiltered.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root on USA Radio. I'm going to get right to my guest because he agreed to graciously stay through the break. Joel Pollack, Senior Editor-at-Large at Breitbart News, website Breitbart.com, co-author of How Trump Won, The Inside Story of a Revolution. Welcome back, Joel.
Hi, how are you?
Good. So let's talk a little bit about one of your contentions. I know Trump says the American media is siding with China, and it's more fake news. To me, it's so obvious that China is responsible for this. And I don't mean that they attacked us and it was purposeful. It could have been. But I think probably it was incompetence, and they let it get out, and then they covered it up because they were scared it would make them look incompetent. And that key, crucial time could have prevented this whole thing, and instead it all happened because of that cover-up and that loss of time. So I think they owe us a few trillion dollars in losses. And yet the liberal media is now freaking out that the Wayne Roots and the Donald Trumps and conservatives are blaming China. So they reflexively take the opposite side of everything. Oh, my God, Trump thinks it's China, therefore it must be racism, therefore we have to protect China. Can't we ever just agree it's China's fault and they owe us some money? Can't liberals ever agree with us?
Well, I don't know if they're going to owe us some money. Remember, my prices don't turn out too well historically.
Joel, we can't hear you. I don't know if your mouth is not by the. If you're on the speakerphone, get off the speakerphone. You're going
on
now.
I'm on right here. I live up in the hill here, and we don't always have the best reception. Working from home, Wayne. Working from home.
There you go. No, but now I hear you. Good.
Okay, good. So, I don't know that reparations is a sensible strategy. It just hasn't ever worked. You know, it doesn't allow the world economy to move forward. One thing I think that is likely to happen is the world supply chains are going to move out of China because China is governed by a political system that allows these kinds of mistakes to happen. It was Amartya Sen, the Indian economist, who said that the reason there's never been a famine in India, even though India is as poor and almost as big as China, is that India has a free press. And so when something goes wrong in one part of India, the rest of India can respond. It doesn't happen in China. In China, everything relies on authoritarian control, and that control can only exist if information is also controlled. And so when there is a pandemic that breaks out, or, you know, just pass information up the chain, they don't pass information to other areas, and it discourages lower-level officials from taking initiative, from warning other people. So if we do business with China, you know, the reason we've seen American companies go over there is the large size of the market and the hard work of the people who are skilled and have learned a lot over the last several decades of capital investment in China. But, you know, the problem in China is just that authoritarian system is not flexible and does not allow for competent management of a crisis. For China, it's okay to lose a few million people, in a sense.
Right, they don't care. Right.
Right.
They have almost 2 million. They don't care. It probably makes it easier for the rest of them.
So, I mean, I'm not trying to be callous. I'm just saying, you know, this is the calculation China's always made. They've made these utilitarian calculations about what's best for the whole without terribly much regard for what happens to a few thousand people here or there. You can't make those kind of political decisions in a democracy, which means sometimes we don't make the best decisions, but it does mean we develop the best solution. And
there's still anything wrong with saying, hey, China, you're responsible, you caused it. Whether they ever pay reparations, I have no idea. How we forced them, I have no idea. But I'm just saying to you, I just find it amazing. If Trump says blue, it's got to be green. If Trump says green, it's got to be blue. Whatever you and I and Trump say, the liberal media immediately reflexively does the opposite and argues we're racist. And it just gets old after a while.
Well, here are two things about that. If you look at what people were saying in the beginning of this crisis, Trump talking about how he was working with China and trying to help China, and he did not go on the attack. It was only when China started attacking the United States. They actually invented a political conspiracy theory that the U.S. military developed this and gave it to China. That's the Chinese official line. It's on state TV. It's on diplomatic Twitter accounts. So Trump explained perfectly straightforwardly that that's what he's responding to, that he wants people to know it came from China and did not come from the United States. The other thing about it is that in the early days of the pandemic, to the extent the mainstream media were covering it at all, because they were fixated on impeachment, they talked about it as the Wuhan virus or the China virus, Chinese flu, whatever they were calling it, but they certainly used the word China and Wuhan.
Yes, they did.
And so the idea that he's being racist is just sort of...
Well, that plays into what I'm saying, Joe. In other words, they called it Wuhan or they called it China virus, but the minute we start calling it that, they call us racist and say it's not China's fault. It's just a reflexive thing that whatever we say, we've got to be wrong. And it's annoying after a while. And this one, we should put partisan politics aside. Everyone should agree it's China's fault, and we should have no problem faulting them. They let it out, and they covered it up. There's a new study out today that says they absolutely positively cost the world, you know, precious time by covering it up, and lots of people got sick and lots of people died because of their wasted time covering it up. That's not my study, you know. It's out there, you know, but I just can't get over the left. They're just so vicious. My gosh. All right. Hey, Joel, we enjoyed having you on. We appreciate you staying on for an extra segment. We love what you do at Breitbart News, senior editor at large, Breitbart News, the website, Breitbart.com. He's got a great book, How Trump Won, Inside Story of a Revolution, a good friend of the show. We appreciate it, Joel. Thank you.
Thank you.
Breitbart, great site. Always one of my three go-to sites in the world. Appreciate it. Joel Pollack of Breitbart. When we get back, we're going to have the interview with Dr. Oz. We're going to replay that interview, so anybody who missed it will get a chance in the 8 o'clock hour east, 5 o'clock hour west, hour number 3. You'll get an hour to hear the Dr. Oz interview. You'll get a chance, excuse me, to hear the Dr. Oz interview, which was about 10 minutes long, talking about South Korea, where they haven't closed down businesses, and the death rate's minuscule. Great job, South Korea. Let's model them.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.